Item 2, from the Milwaukee County Treasurer requesting approval of an intergovernmental agreement and memorandum of understanding with the City of Wauwatosa Community Development Authority that transfers an environmentally impaired foreclosed property located at 2578 Wauwatosa Avenue in the City of Wauwatosa. And on March 13th, the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit referred this item to this committee.
Good morning. Please identify yourself for the record.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Supervisors. My name is Rex Queen. I'm the Milwaukee County Deputy Treasurer.
David Cialdini, Economic Development.
Mr. Queen, why don't you go ahead and make your report?
Milwaukee County foreclosed on a property in Wauwatosa, and the Finance Committee, we're done with our portion of the process. And when this property was foreclosed on, it was turned over to the Real Estate Division, and Dave Cialdini and Paul Kuglish in Corp Counsel are well-versed on the legal aspect of the remainder of wrapping up this process, and I'd like them to speak on that if they have any questions.
Mr. Cialdini, do you have anything?
Madam Chair, committee members, the property in question is a former dry cleaning site on Wauwatosa Avenue in the city. It has a long history of dispute, I guess is the best way to put it. An understanding was reached between the county and the City of Wauwatosa back in 2012, where the city would agree to take ownership of the property and with federal funds clean the environmental contamination and redevelop or recondition the property for sale back to the public sector. Foreclosure process took until roughly about the end of 2013. Milwaukee County now owns it. We are ready to transfer it per the agreement we had with the City of Wauwatosa. So this report before you is in coordination with the steps needed to achieve that.
And is your department recommending that we adopt the resolution?
Yes, it is my our department's recommendation that this go forward.
I did ask one question, ask Corporation Counsel to check on one item. Mr. Cialdini, do you know if they have done that?
Mr. Paul Kuglich was the one working on this project with us. He's not here today. Perhaps if I'm not familiar with your question, if I can answer it, I would be happy to, but I'm not sure what that question is.
Well, the resolution calls for giving of a warranty deed, which is somewhat unusual with a foreclosure process, and he was going to check with Wauwatosa if that was going to in any way disturb the agreement if a warranty deed is not given but a quitclaim deed. I was hoping to get that answer this morning.
Yeah. Madam Chair.
Smith, would you know?
I don't know the direct answer to that, but we would be happy between now and the board meeting to get that answer clarified. And if it is possible to give a quitclaim deed instead of a warranty deed, work with you if you'd be willing to present an amendment on that language in the resolution.
Is there any chance we can get it this morning before we finish?
I can run up to Corporation Counsel and see if anybody else
would. Why don't we do a temporary layover on this and see if you can get a response on that? I know this has been worked on for a long time with Wauwatosa. I certainly don't want to interrupt this agreement. I understand there's some brownfield monies coming into Wauwatosa to take care of what's been a very difficult property, but I was told that this answer would be provided this morning before we got started on this. Why don't we do a temporary layover?
Sure.
If you can, someone can please call Corp Counsel and see if we can get an answer to that question.
Okay, we'll do.
All right, Madam Clerk, we'll temporary layover item 2. Please go on to item 3.